I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode is
This Too Shall Pass,
Book of Hours. In history news a few months ago, Thomas Cromwell's Book of Hours has been found. Seen in the famous Hans Holbein portrait of Cromwell, painted between 1532 and 33, the book is in the foreground of the picture, and in the picture contain two silver clasps. I'll be including a link to Trinity College Cambridge's post on this. This Book of Hours has now been carefully researched, since it was identified by a curator from Hever Castle. Now, I don't want to just talk about the discovery of this, which is really exciting. I will include links to the research and a YouTube video about it, though. Instead, I want to talk about what a Book of Hours is. First, I should explain what hours are, since I do think you all know what a book is. Thankfully, it's not got a special meaning here. Hours are the times of day in the Catholic tradition that prayers are heard. Most common members of society would hear these when they could based on their work. For the wealthy and the priesthood and the clergy, though, these prayers would be heard at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 5 a.m., the first hour of daylight, 9 a.m., noon or midday, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 7 p.m. Now, not every wealthy person heard all of these, but matins at 3 a.m., lauds at 5 a.m., and vespers at 6 p.m. were the hours most would try to hear prayers. So, a Book of Hours is a book that records the prayers for respective hours throughout a year. It would give those who could afford a book the prayers that would be said on any given day. It would also include hymns and lessons based on the text. Most wonderfully for us, these were often illuminated and therefore beautifully decorated. There were, of course, less expensive books that weren't as heavily decorated for those in the lower classes. While these books were most often written in Latin, some were written in the local vernacular. As I mentioned in Margaret Beaufort's episode, she wrote notes in her Book of Hours. There was often space each day to record special events, like the birth of her second legitimate grandson. She also erased Richard III's name from his Book of Hours after Bosworth, you know, when her son Henry VII gave it to her. Once the printing press became widely used in the 15th century, books of hours became less expensive, which meant that a common person could more easily purchase one. This also encouraged literacy among the lower classes, especially when books of hours were written in the local language. These less expensive volumes were illustrated using woodblocks as part of the printing process. Julius II, one of my favorite popes, not for anything he did, just that he named himself after Julius Caesar, commissioned a Book of Hours in Arabic. As someone who's a huge advocate for literacy and reading for joy, these books are honestly a great thing in Europe's history. While writing the Bible in the vernacular would become an ongoing point of contention not long after the printing press gained widespread usage, the use of vernacular in these books is something to be grateful for. With that, I hope you'll join me next week for more on Charles of Orléans.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee, start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.